This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is clear and warm today, with plenty of sunshine in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to I-24 News, the IDF continues operations in Lebanon, as the ceasefire excludes the Hezbollah front. Israel maintains a high alert status. Also from France 24, Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz again. This comes as Israel strikes Lebanon and air defense systems go off in Tehran. Also this hour. Axe EOS reports that the U.S. insists the Iran ceasefire does not cover Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Iran and Pakistan claim otherwise. Separately, JTA notes a fragile two-week ceasefire agreement between the U.S. and Iran. Israel insists this deal does not extend to Lebanon, urging vigilance among its citizens. And finally, Forward reports an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. Two others were injured in this incident. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Jacobi questions why Netanyahu is not heeding Trump's statement about Hezbollah being excluded from the ceasefire. He expresses frustration over foreign narratives. From Al Arabiya English, Iran's parliament speaker claims the ceasefire has been violated. He sees the disregard for Iran's plan as a barrier to any negotiations. Gideon Saar shares he spoke with the German foreign minister discussing the implications of the ceasefire announcement. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing operations in Lebanon. The IDF remains active in response to Hezbollah despite the broader ceasefire. I-24 News reports Israel is poised to act if any violations occur. This stance keeps tensions high in the region. Turning to the situation in Iran. France 24 reveals Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz, escalating regional tensions. Tehran's defense systems activated following Israeli action in Lebanon. This development raises concerns over maritime security and global oil supply. Meanwhile, the conflicting views on the scope of the ceasefire are creating diplomatic friction. AXEEOS highlights the U.S. position that it does not cover Israeli operations in Lebanon. This dispute may impact future peace efforts and regional stability. Separately, the fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, as reported by JTA, underscores the delicate balance in the region. Israel's insistence on excluding Lebanon from this deal suggests ongoing vigilance is necessary. This situation keeps Israeli civilians on high alert. In Istanbul, the attack near the Israeli consulate, reported by Forward, adds to security concerns for Israelis abroad. The incident underlines the ongoing threats faced by diplomatic missions. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv reports on the Artemis II mission's critical phase. As the Orion spacecraft nears 200,000 kilometers from Earth, the crew prepares for a challenging medical and technological operation. This mission is crucial for advancing human space exploration. Separately, CTEC reveals Israel's defense ministry has approved a secret budget to expand the Arrow missile program. The move comes as interceptor supplies dwindle amid the ongoing conflict with Iran. This expansion is vital for national defense capabilities. And finally, Walla reports on Romania's threat to cancel a major deal with Elbit Systems. The delay in delivery of Watchkeeper X drones has led to significant fines. This situation highlights the complexities of international defense contracts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.